What doth life, are we just fleshy blips in some meaningless stew of cosmic oblivion? Or is it vice versa? Is our every trollop through fate's garden infused with a mystic?
Hey, bungho! Cease that inner yapping!
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, May 26, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode 41 of this motherfucking shit we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm fucking great. How are you?
I am fucking pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Not amazing, just pretty
well,
good.
You know, you can't be amazing all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you can, but it starts to wear on you.
Yeah.
You know.
Just, you know, it's a lot of the same after a while.
Yeah. I mean, I could lie and be like, oh, I'm fucking phenomenal.
Well,
again.
Do it for the listeners.
Okay.
The happier you are, the happier they are.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. Ask me how I'm.
How the fuck are you?
Oh my god, dude, I have never been fucking better. I am fan fucking phenomenally fan tiggly tastic.
Yeah, I think that was too much.
Too much?
Yeah.
Okay, ask
somewhere
me.
in between.
All right. Well, so how was your weekend here? We're still on day three of the big 3-day Memorial weekend here in Kalispell, Montana.
Wow. Yeah, because there's so much going on.
Well, there kind of is. See, today I'm going to skip a few things here and we'll get back to them about the Aussie Palooza and all that shit.
Right.
But since we're talking about Memorial Day, I went to Sykes on my way up to my mom's house to do some laundry because it's free. There
right.
instead.
Yeah, you don't have a laundry.
Well, and you know when there's ever whenever you live in an apartment complex and there's coin op washers and dryers. It's not the washers so much, but the dryers. They always have them turned way down because then you have to keep putting money.
Right,
into
takes
it.
Forever to
right.
dry.
Yeah, so fuck that shit. I just go up there and do it for free. And if I'm lucky, she'll even bring them back to me all folded and pressed. And shit.
Would that be a day like today?
Yeah, she should be here any minute now with
really?
My fine press laundry.
Should we turn a third microphone on?
Negative.
Why not?
Because I told her, I'm like, Mom, we're doing a show. Don't interrupt us.
Yeah.
This is important.
So she's just going to come over, drop your laundry off, and leave?
That's the plan,
Well,
Stan.
That's nice.
Well, I hung out with her all fucking day and
oh,
shit.
Okay.
So fuck you. But anyway. Memorial Day, right? So I go to Sykes, get, you know, my drink and maybe a little something to munch on, some sweet tarts, and I'm driving back up Second, you know, by where Peterson School is, up that whole road. And I swear to fucking God, from the time I left Sykes to the time I got pretty much onto the highway, all I fucking saw were white trash fucking people carrying like cases of shitty fucking beer.
What
like,
were they
just,
doing? Do
just
you know?
Carrying it down the street. Like, they had to walk somewhere, obviously, because they don't have a car or anything. Which I don't want to sound like a fucking bigot or whatever the fuck I'm sounding like, but I'm gonna. It's get a fucking car. If you can afford... These are the kind of people that can afford, like, meth or fucking oxys, but they can't afford to eat. That
well,
type of thing.
Well, that's because all their money's going to the drugs.
Right. So...
Right.
So I was thinking maybe this was like one of the holidays they save up for, like all month they save up for this day. And then
it's like,
they
all right, I'll buy half as much meth as I usually do this month.
Right. And then they buy like, you know, the big 24 pack of Kidney Stone Lights and then but it was just weird to see it cuz you know, maybe one person, maybe a couple people, but I swear to God, I saw like fucking six people on both sides of the street like ants carrying fucking these
Speaking
huge
of
cases
ants.
Of beer. Ants?
Speaking of ants, you know what I saw a lot of this weekend?
Ants?
A lot of Mexicans.
how was that speaking of
I
ants?
I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
Wow. You could have been like, speaking of Mexicans.
Yeah, but we weren't speaking of Mexicans.
We weren't speaking of ants.
You were talking.
Yeah. Thank you.
You used that analogy of ants, and I just took that and used it as Mexicans.
Okay. So what now?
It's just annoying, I guess.
Is it annoying because you can't find a job around here, but yet they have somehow
probably
found a job?
I just see them, like, we never really had them up until last summer I started seeing them, but
hey,
lately I've been seeing them a lot.
I'm part Mexican.
You're Italian.
I'm more Italian than Mexican, but yeah. I am a little bit Mexican. That's how I can break into cars and shit and have guns and stuff.
That's cool. That's how you're natural at that stuff.
Yeah. I like to make a reference to us having guns in this house at least once a week. That way anyone that gets pissed off about something we talk about will maybe think twice about, you know.
Well, because, you know, you got to be ready for when this, you know, the fucking government comes down on us.
Well, yeah, it's
when
more...
this depression hits, we're all gonna need some guns.
Right, when the electricity goes bye-bye.
Yep, and everyone just starts rioting in the streets all the time.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's gonna
we'll
make
just
life...
be able to go out and shoot people.
Fucking hey, boom, you're
awesome.
Dead.
Exactly.
It's gonna make life so much better.
We'll be able to enforce our law all we want.
So speaking of boom, you're dead, now that's how you do it.
Hey, fuck
not
you.
Speaking of ants, I saw Mexicans
today.
Well,
ants are annoying. Mexicans are annoying.
Do Mexicans bite you?
They can.
All right.
They've been
Fair
known
enough.
To bite people now and again.
Fair enough. So I have a question about the whole boom, you're dead law. I was at Sykes, and when I came out, there were these two old people, like old.
Like really old?
Like they were... I was waiting for them to
way
drop
past
dead.
The limit
any...
of 65. Like,
way past. Yeah. Like, way past the limits of 85.
Wow.
Yeah, like walking corpses, basically.
Yeah, when you get to the triple digits, I mean,
yeah.
Give up, please.
So, anyway, I was watching them. Just, I don't know, I was walking kind of the same direction they were, and they were in front of me. And the old lady drops, like, this big mass of wadded-up tissue on the ground. And she looked at it like it was not an accident. This wasn't like it fell out of her pocket or something. Like it, I don't know if maybe it's because she's old and her hand couldn't grasp the soft tissue.
Like it was too heavy for her arm to hold anymore.
Right. Then how did
tired.
You get it in your pocket in the first place? But that's
well,
besides.
She was probably out of breath after that.
That's besides the point. So she dropped it and she looked at it on the ground like this, you know, a good maybe 2-3 seconds, made eye contact with the tissue, saw that she had dropped it. Kind of started to reach for it, but then thought better of it.
No.
She, because, you know, if I reach down that far, I'm not getting back up for the next 10 minutes, and just kept walking. And I saw that, and I was like, oh my fucking God, littering, boom, you're dead.
Exactly.
But then I got to thinking about the moral aspect of it. If something like that happens and they're not able to pick it up, is that still considered...
Well, yeah, because if you're enabled to do something as simple as picking, like, something you
then
dropped...
Then you should just be dead anyway.
You should just die, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's you're so worthless at that point.
I was thinking of letting it go, but then I was like, you know, you saw that you littered, and granted, Sykes isn't the cleanest area in the valley here.
But, you know, if people wouldn't do that, it would be a lot cleaner.
Exactly, and what I was also thinking is you could have went back in the store, and if you can't pick up your own trash, you could have asked somebody to. You could have asked me to. I was right there and I would have been more than happy to pick it up and shove it down your fucking throat.
Are you sure? That thing sounds like it'd probably be pretty gross.
Well,
like, you don't know what would be wadded up in that stuff.
So basically, under the new law, I did have to go up there and snap her neck, and her husband just kind of looked at me like, whoa, did that just fucking happen?
Yeah,
and I was
like,
hey,
thank you.
You just littered. I'm sorry, you're dead.
Yeah,
and then I got in my truck and sped off before the police came. But
do you think he's going to say anything?
I don't think he's going to remember. I think he's going to get home and be like, honey, wait a minute. I could have sworn I had a white. No, maybe not. Oh, I just pooped. And then that'll be it.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't.
Old people are great. You can just commit. You
know, and that was the other.
Right,
that was why I wasn't scared to fucking break her neck. It's not like I shot her or anything. Like this looks. When the cops got there or get there, I don't know if they have yet.
Yeah.
But when the cops get there, they're just gonna see this old lady on the ground dead.
Right.
And they're just gonna assume that she died of being old.
Are you sure? Like, if her neck is snapped,
well,
they might
are they gonna really do a forensic investigation? Do we even have a forensics investigative team here in the valley?
That's a good point.
Exactly.
I think you got me there.
Boom, you're dead. So,
that's nice. I love old people a little bit more now, because at least you can commit crimes in front of them, and an hour later, they won't know what happened.
Exactly. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
As long as, and the other cool thing is they're not quick enough on their cell phones to make that call before they forget what just happened.
Right, yeah. By the time they pull out their cell phone and go to dial, they'd be like, wait, what happened?
Right.
Yeah.
And just in case anyone hears this, this is all a work of fiction, just
of
in case.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't really kill anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You think I'm a monster?
Yeah, people don't do that here.
No. Not unless they litter.
Yeah.
Don't fucking litter. Be nice. So, on Saturday, did you go to the Aussie-palooza? Were you there?
I did go.
Okay, because
yes.
I didn't see you there. Yeah, I went later.
I left after a while because it started to rain.
Okay, well, because I got there later than you did. So, did you see Mass Bloodshed play?
Yeah, they were the first ones to play.
Right, and I was kind of bummed that I didn't get to see them. I don't even know what band was up when I was there because I was kind of distracted doing other things. But why don't you go ahead and tell us about it, like,
well,
how it went and everything.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, they messed up a couple times, but that was to be expected.
I bet they really enjoy you telling people that. Like,
no one
noticed that kind of shit when it's a metal band. You can't tell when they mess up
a
chord.
They definitely noticed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, did shit, like, get unplugged?
No, it wasn't, like, a really bad mess up. It was just, like, Jake, like, he was supposed to turn his distortion back on at a certain time, but he didn't. And you could tell that, like, he was supposed to, because he went to hit it, but he kind of missed it. That was about it, really.
So other than that,
it was solid. There was I don't know. There was only, like, 20 people there at the time.
Really?
Because
when I was there,
it was
pretty packed when I was
there. Well,
it was
10 o'clock when they played.
That's kind of a weird time to,
like... Yeah, metal doesn't wake up that early.
No, not at all.
No.
I mean, like, when I wake up at, you know, 7 o'clock to get ready for work and shit, I'll throw on some fucking Slayer, some Pantera, and start, you know, getting ready for work and shit, and getting in the mood to fucking deal with all these idiots out here. But yeah, I like to play metal.
Right,
like I can just rock out and fucking jam out to it. But yeah, to like actually do anything more than that at that early, I don't know.
Before the show, we were at Jay's house, and they were warming up, and like you could even tell it was too early for them.
Really? Did you guys all hold hands and say a prayer?
Yeah, of course. And then we sucked each other off.
of course.
Daily ritual before practice.
Wow. So, how many other bands did you actually see play before you pussied out from the rain and left?
Well, it was
pussy.
There's a good reason.
Huge vagina.
Fuck you. After them was Dripping Orifice.
That's the greatest band name ever.
I know, the most brutal band in Montana, as they call themselves. And they were
really
good. Yeah, they were pretty good.
Were they like biting heads off of little babies and shit on stage?
I don't know. If I handed them a baby, probably would have.
Man, that's brutal.
But I didn't really think. Yeah, it was, though. And then after that was Enemy Mine, and they were awesome as always.
Nice.
And then after them was this punk band, Twitched. Which I didn't really like him at all.
Is it like one of those not really like when I hear punk, I think like the word punk, I think of like Guttermouth or NOFX because that's just the kind of punk
I
listen to.
Good punk.
Maybe the Ramones, maybe Less Than Jake, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not like this shit that it's just like two power chords and then the guitarist going.
No,
thank you. Good night.
It was better than that. Actually, it was kind of.
Are you calling my punk music shit? Do you want to turn these off real quick and go handle this?
The punk, not your punk music, because
I
listen to that too.
That's right.
I'm
go
talking
back in
about
your hole.
The bad punk music,
right?
That you don't like either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were better than that, though. But they were more metal. Actually, they were pretty metal. But then it started raining really hard, and I wasn't really into them at all. So I just left.
Did anybody get the living shit shocked out of them? From the rain and the equipment, because that
no, actually, because they were all under a gazebo.
Well, yeah,
so.
But rain. I mean, sometimes if it, I don't know, it wasn't.
Well,
that
I don't
windy.
Know. The rain must have gotten through because when we got there in the morning, like the pavement and the gazebo was soaked. There was like puddles of water.
But no one got shocked.
No,
because that would have made it pretty brutal.
That
would have
awesome.
Reminded me of like Metalocalypse.
Well, just playing
when...
your guitar would have fucking.
Oh yeah,
electrocute
it's slippery
you.
And shit.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah.
I mean, if that gets wet, that'd zap you. I've been shocked by a guitar before when it's not wet, and that shit hurts.
Wow. So when I was there, is that it? Did you hear anyone else, or then,
no,
then
that,
you left?
No, that was it.
Right on. So how
was
what
good,
was the crowd's overall reaction when you were there? Like, was it something they seemed into
yeah,
for,
well, everyone,
for old people?
Well, yeah, everyone who went there, I mean, knew it was a metal show.
Right.
Expecting to see metal, so everyone's into it. And there's quite a few people there, too.
So, that was gross. So did Ryan, you keep spitting. I don't know. It's because the sun's coming through here, so, and I can see it. Every little drip of saliva. Right. But that's fine. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So did Ryan, like, get up there and talk? Like,
yeah,
I saw him.
A lot. He talked a lot.
Did he mention me talking about him on Friday's show?
No.
I don't think
and
he
I
listened
to it. And I talked
to
him, and, like, he wasn't a dick to me or
anything.
Yeah, because
I saw him when I was there. So I got there a little later than that. You had already left. So it was probably around 1 o'clock or something. Mm-hmm. And it's raining and shit, and I'm like, whatever. I want to go check this out. There was a huge crowd of people, so I'm like, yo, I'll probably see someone I know.
Yeah.
And I saw this kid. This kid we all used to hang out with. He used to spin drum and bass and shit. And
that's
he
cool.
ended up going off to the Navy like 7 years ago. And, you know, he's been back every now and then, but every time he comes back, I wasn't here. That was during that time. So I saw him just standing there by himself, and I was like, holy fucking shit, dude. I haven't seen him in like forever. So I'm standing there talking to him, and then all of a sudden Ryan sees me, and he like comes running up and like gives me the gay high five. And he's like, oh, I'm glad you can make it, dude. And like, I don't think he heard the show. And,
yeah, I don't think
you
so.
Know, if Ryan, just understand, I was very frustrated. I'm not making excuses. I stand behind everything I say on this show. But you just pissed me off, and I'm over it now. I said my piece, and I'm good until the next time you pull that shit.
Right.
In which case, I will continue to say things like that until I feel better, and that'll be that.
Yeah, you'll be nice to him when he's not being a douche, and you'll
talk
shit when he is being one.
Exactly. So yeah, he came up, and I was like, you know, nice turnout. You did good. You got it all together, and I mean, I have to give him props that it's something hard to do to bring that many different bands together, for one, for two, to get the city to let you do a metal show
too.
In Depot Park. I mean, that's, if you guys aren't from here, you know, you won't know, but Depot Park is pretty much in the middle of town. It's like right next to the big mall. Well,
right on
not
Main
the,
Street.
Yeah,
too.
Our mall, which you can see from one end to the other, one story. It's not like the Mall of America or anything, but so
not
that,
even the fucking Mall
of
Missoula.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I was very impressed that he pulled it all together. Granted, I'm really pissed off that he, you know, slacked off work a bunch to do this. But now that it's over, we'll see if he goes back to doing his job again, or if he continues bitching about, you know, having to work. So we'll see. But he did do a good job.
What I thought was awesome about the show is, like, especially when Dripping Orifice and Enemy Mime were playing, because there was a lot more people there and people driving around, was that all the old people that were driving by with their windows down, they just had this disgusted look.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
They're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, what is that noise?
Yeah.
It's hurting my hearing aid.
That's the devil's music.
It's probably because it does, like, it hits their hearing aid, and their hearing aid just doesn't know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah, it just explodes in
their ear. Oh, God.
It was so awesome. They're probably like, how could anyone allow such terrible music to play here?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's probably what they thought.
What would you like to hear there? Some fucking, I don't want to say Johnny Cash, but the Manhattan Transfer or some opera or something.
But, you know, at the beginning of every summer, there's always a big concert in Depot Park, and usually it's shit like that.
Yeah.
But now it's actually,
I've never heard the Manhattan Transfer there.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know,
I know what you're saying. Like some Sinatra or some
stuff
shit
that they would like.
Yeah, well, fuck them. They're dying. Anyway,
we're
the future. Once you guys are all dead, what the fuck are you going to do?
Right. Well, then we won't have them going like, ugh, terrible music.
Yeah, well, then it'll be us by that time. We'll be like, what is this? New age pop music.
Exactly. It's a cycle.
Nah, fuck him. Whatever.
Whatever.
So, yeah, I saw him, and then this kid was walking around handing out CDs. He goes by the name of Papa Pill. And apparently,
really.
Have you ever heard of him? Besides just earlier before the show when I let you listen to some of his music.
Yeah, I heard of him through various people, and
So, I was going to invite him onto the show because I didn't listen to any of the music when I was talking to him. And he seemed like a really, really nice kid. And I'm sure he's a nice kid. But then I got home and, you know, I told him what we do. And I was like, yeah, I'd like to have you on the show and you could talk about, because it's cool that someone's doing some hip hop here, because that's what me and Bob used to do. But we kind of, you know, I was into all the drugs and shit, and Bob was just, you know, it was hard to do it then. So
and
it
you
was
were the
cool.
only ones really doing it around here.
Yeah,
too,
exactly.
So.
And I mean, we did a show and it was cool, but we kind of stopped after that because Bob moved to Spokane and, you know, I ended up fucking face down and a pile of shit, pretty much.
Yeah, your own vomit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it was, I was excited, you know, like someone's making hip hop here. It's not hip hop now that I've listened to it. It's rap music. And that's kind of why we're not having him on right now. Maybe, I don't know, we might have him on.
Well,
just
he's a nice kid, sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's just,
I don't like his music, but as long as he's cool, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And he has a good sense of humor from what, you know, I was talking to him for 10 minutes just about what his music's, what it is and just shit like that. And then I got home and listened to it, and we're going to do a little music review here, and we'll use one of his songs called Around Here or something. And now, for one, I understand you use Fruity Loops to make all the beats, so they're all going to kind of have the same
sound.
It's
all going to sound like
right.
Fruity Loops.
But I had expected the lyrical ability to be a little higher than what it was. And basically, it was just your everyday generic shit you would hear on MTV, which, granted, there is a demographic for that. The same people that listen to ICP, Tech
right.
Nine,
yeah.
All that kind of shit.
I'm sure they would love this.
Right. I can't stand that shit, so I'm not going to, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's because that's rap, right. And I don't like rap.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought maybe he had something better to say than what he did. It was all just killing and the devil and pills and drugs. And
right.
So, yeah, whatever. But
I don't like that because it's just not interesting for me to listen to. I want to hear something that seems like it's worth listening to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it just, I don't know. They all sounded the same. Like,
right.
All the rhymes. One of them, I mean, I don't know.
It's just like all those rappers on MTV that sing about their guns and their rims and
yeah,
their
exactly.
hoes and stuff
and
like that.
There is a demographic for it, like
yeah.
I said, because if there wasn't, it wouldn't be out there. But it's just shit you get crammed down your throat whenever you turn on the radio, whenever you turn on MTV, all that fucking shit, and I'm just not into it. So
yeah.
I was really disappointed, but he is a nice kid, so I don't know. Maybe I was almost thinking maybe if I can hang out with him a little bit and like kind of write and be like, here, like this, you know,
yeah.
Make people think.
Show him some of your songs.
Yeah, don't just fucking sit there and be like, oh, I got a gun, you better run, son, or I'm gonna pop a cap.
Use some
in your
bigger
ad.
Words.
Yeah, well, I don't know, whatever. But the whole thing of it is, I've always understood it that you rap about shit that happens around you, where you're from, stuff like that. So granted, the people that grow up in fucking South Central LA,
right.
They see that shit every day. So they're, of course you're going to rap about it because it's all you know. It's your environment.
Yeah.
This kid he was born in Columbia Falls. He's lived here his whole life. He's never been away from Montana. The only reason he knows about that kind of shit is from the TV. So the song we're going to end the show with today is, it's something called like Round Here or something. And it's like you could get killed round here, or this
yeah.
shit happens round here. It's like, dude, none of that shit ever happens round here. The last time someone got killed round here, it was that old guy that owned that pawn shop thing, and he was killed by a dude in a wheelchair and a retard.
Yeah, it's hard.
So
people hardly ever get like shot and murdered by
yeah,
someone else.
Exactly.
Here.
Unless they litter round
right.
here, and then I come up and break your neck round here.
Yeah, that's probably the most recent that's happened in
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah, and on Wednesday when we do some news, maybe we can do that story.
Maybe maybe that'll be in the police blotter.
Yeah. So a couple other things here before we do some news here. Now, this is a question I have for you.
Okay.
I was listening to Sick and Wrong, their newest episode, and I've been noticing lately that they've been doing more, and I understand you don't do this on purpose. They probably don't even listen to the Jam Hole.
Yeah.
Granted, we are on their website and shit.
Well,
but
I think it's kind of unique that we listen to our own show and listen to other podcasts, because it seems like a lot of other people who do podcasts don't listen to others.
Right.
All.
Well, granted, a lot of other people that do podcasts don't have a job where they're sitting in a truck for, you know, 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of time to kill. You sit at home and jack off while you're doing
right.
it. So,
and
yeah.
I love listening to my voice while I beat off.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird, because I love listening to your voice when I beat off.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
That's kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so is it weird when you listen to these other podcasts, and namely, it's only a couple that really do it. Keith and the Girl do the stories sometimes, but because we're more into the brutal
yeah.
side of how humanity is to each
right.
other.
Like Sick and
so
Wrong.
So it's more
and
Sick and Wrong
view.
And Distorted View. Is it weird when you listen to them that and they do the same stories as us? Or is it just, like, are you like, wow, I would have said it this way, or this is what I did say? Like, if they do it after we did a show, is it weird to you? Because it's kind of weird to me hearing it, because I'm like, wow, I would have, this is what I said. And then, generally, I like what we say about them better than what they do.
I agree
and
with you
on that. And it kind of makes me lose interest in their shows, because I know, like, when I first started listening to them, I'd never heard these news stories before, so that's why I did it. And then, to get their commentary on top of that was just an added bonus. But now we're doing these stories. I know what I said about it. And then I hear that and I'm like, here, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So is it weird to you or is it just me?
It's not really weird. I mean, not that often I'll listen to their stories and I'll think of something and I'll like say it out loud. Like what I would say it. Well, I always say it out loud. But that doesn't happen that much.
I kind of do that too when I listen back to our shows.
Yeah,
I do too. I'll say it and then I'll say what I just said, and I'm like, well, that's good. At least I said the same thing twice, so I know I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, I did do something great this weekend. I got our stickers ordered.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And now check this out, because I don't have internet at the house. I made the sticker, 300 DPI, nice fucking, it'll be like
the same.
And where'd
you get it made at?
Summit Signs up in Whitefish. If you guys are local and you need anything printed out, posters, just anything, Jeremy's the guy to go to.
And they also tint windows and
stuff
like
that.
Well,
I don't know if he does that.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
I don't know. Anyway, so I made them the same size as the Keith and the Girl stickers. So they're, I think, 4 inches by 4 inches, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, now, because I didn't have internet here, I had to figure out a way to email the sticker picture, the JPEG, to Jeremy up in Whitefish. So I made the image on this computer here that we do the recording on.
Yeah.
Had to transfer the image through a jump drive to that computer there that you're next to.
Okay.
From there, I plugged my phone into the computer, copied it onto my phone, and then from my phone sent the email with the picture.
Wow.
That's for you guys.
Why'd you have to transfer it to your laptop?
Because I can't plug my phone into this one for some reason.
Really? It just doesn't work?
It just says...
Oh, it's that USB thing. Huh?
Yeah. It does anything new that I try and plug into it? No, it doesn't. It's like, what's this?
That's weird, because your computer's pretty new.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. But anyway, I just want you guys to know it wasn't just make it and email it. I went through some steps to get these done. So
what else did you do this weekend, too?
Well, I went slacklining for the first time, but hold on.
Never mind.
Was that your segue?
No, I was going to
Because I was going to say, next time you do a segue, wait till I'm done.
I was going to get you to bring up the intros you made.
Oh, yeah, I made intros, that's what you were too, gonna but say. You guys will hear those during the week anyway. Yeah. Wow, you totally just made me forget what I was... Oh, okay, so all you guys that want stickers, send us an email with wherever you want the stickers sent to, and as soon as we get them, we'll send them out to you. I'm not going to charge for them, I'll cover the cost, whatever, just so you guys can have stickers. We're going to be putting them up all over here, all over the Flathead Valley, pretty much. The carnival is in town, I noticed, so Carney's drive trucks...
The fair's going to get covered.
They're dirty motherfuckers, so they need to listen to this shit.
Did you make sure it says, like, the jam hole? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, well, I'll show it to you, and you guys will see them when I get them up. So, yeah, if you guys want them, just send us an email with where you want them sent to, and I'll try and send you guys, like, 10 each for now until I get more money, because they're not cheap. So
how many did you order?
I don't know. I told them I want as many as $100 they'll get me, so... Mm-hmm. It's $100, whatever.
Right.
It's well worth it to have you guys have these stickers and put them up, and we'll get more listeners. And if not, fuck it. At least we'll have fun putting stickers up. And maybe we'll have a contest if you guys have video cameras or whatever. Make a video of you guys putting stickers in fucked up places and then send it to us.
Like
and the most
that video you had.
Yeah, when I went to London with the another site
with the
stickers.
Mind Orgies
stickers, dude, that was fun shit. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe I'll show you guys that video. It's on the MySpace. I think
myspace.com/hasmaticus
or whatever it is. And then, so take a look at that video and make a video kind of like that. Don't have to have music to it or whatever, but and then whoever puts them in the most fucked up places, or maybe whoever puts it in a place that will get the most attention,
right? Just the best place, or
will
coolest
win
place.
Like an iPod Touch or something.
Yeah, right.
I'd give away my iPod Touch for that. I don't know.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't think
don't
you could
don't
part
quote
with
me
that.
On that. But maybe I'll buy another one. Just we'll have a little contest,
or you can get like a T-shirt if we ever make T-shirts.
Yeah, Maybe. So the last thing I did want to talk about was, have you ever gone slacklining before? I just started doing this, and it is the hardest fucking thing in the world for me to do.
Yeah?
Do you know what it is?
Okay. I don't think I do.
Tightrope walking, basically. We take this 1-inch thick by like 50 feet long rope.
Okay.
You hook one end of it to a tree, the other end to another tree. It's about 6 feet off the ground. And then you walk across it.
You know,
and now the rope has a little bounce in
yeah.
it. So when, if you're towards the middle of it, and I got a video of a kid doing this, and you fall off it, you have to get away from the thing before it, because it's like a slingshot.
Uh-huh.
With when you're
so
on it,
fucking slap
and it
you.
Makes the coolest fucking sound, dude. My camera picked it up so perfectly, but it just goes ba-duh, like, oh my, I can't even make that sound with
yeah,
my face.
You know, I could have sworn that. It was you and I that were making fun of those same very people who
right,
did
but
that.
Those were different kids.
Really?
This is like my brother and some other guys.
Oh,
but
okay.
it's fucking hard to do.
Really?
Like it looks
so easy.
Did
you go
so
down to
easy.
Lawrence Park with all the other cool
no,
kids?
No, we went down
there?
To Woodland Park with
oh.
other cool kids.
Okay,
fuck
that's
you,
where
Braden.
The cooler.
It's just, I would love to see you get up on that thing and try it.
Yeah,
but
I think
no.
I would die.
So the only reason I brought this up is because in the summertime, apparently what they're going to do is do this across a lake.
Wow.
So when, like, 25, 30 feet above the
yeah.
water and walking across this thing. So I kind of want to get good. Like, I can stand up on it now, but I can't really take very many steps until
I just... Is it
really
hard?
It is so hard. It moves up and down and side to side,
yeah.
and it's so hard,
is it easier
hard,
with, like, barefoot?
Yeah,
or?
You got to do it barefoot
because
yeah. your shoes tend to stick to it. But, yeah, maybe I'll... once I get internet here, I'll put that picture up. But, yeah, in the summertime, they're going to be doing this over some lakes and shit. So that'll be pretty
that'll be
amazing
crazy. You'll
to see.
Yeah, you'll see the really good people that
yeah,
are that
and,
doing it.
And I guess the fun thing about it is when you fall, you just go into the water instead
right.
of hitting fucking ground.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a lot less pleasant.
Yeah, so that was the weekend, and, yeah. You got anything else before we do some news?
Let's do some news.
All right, you ready to get your fucking little... penis handed to you?
No.
Okay.
It's right? not gonna get handed to me.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Oh!
Oh!
Boo! Yeah, son. What happened?
I gotta let you in sometimes.
Oh, okay. I gotta let you in sometimes.
Well, seriously, how many times have
go
I beat
yourself.
You this month?
It doesn't matter, cause that just makes the times I do win that much more sweet.
Yeah, cause they only happen like a couple times a month.
Exactly. And fuck off.
You're winning at Rochambeau is like our monthly period as well.
Yeah, once a month, and when I do, I
yeah,
make
yeah, or
all
a couple
bloody.
Times a week because periods tend to last a little while.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so first story here comes out of our most fucked up state, Florida. St. Johns County, Florida, a St. Augustine man is selling containers filled with what he describes as semen. No.
You're lying.
I am lying. Ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Better call the Ghostbusters.
Wow. And again, this goes back to the whole, if people wouldn't buy it, you wouldn't be selling it. You wouldn't
right.
hear about it on the news.
If people weren't stupid enough to fall for it and believe there's actually ghosts stuck in these bottles,
right.
this guy wouldn't
so
exist.
The first thing that comes to mind is, where did you get ghosts at?
Yeah, and how are you bottling them?
Right. I mean, is oh, okay, well, here, let's read on. John Deese says he has ghosts trapped in bottles. Quote, this was actually the first one that was caught in Decatur County, Georgia, in an old farmhouse, Deese said, showing off one ghost in a bottle. It actually, it does, if you look at the picture, it kind of does look like semen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's ectoplasm.
Well, if you think about it, ghost semen is half of a dead child,
right,
kind of.
Knuckle
so
children.
That's, yeah, that's kind of a ghost.
Yeah.
Well, okay, maybe this isn't as weird as I thought at first.
Maybe. So is unused semen all over your hand just ghosts?
Maybe. It's
does
more
that...
like ectoplasm.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
I guess that makes it ectoplasm then.
That's crazy. Do you think that's how they made ectoplasm in the hit 1980-something movie Ghostbusters?
I think it was 88.
Was it?
Yeah, the first one.
I'm not even going to ask how you know that.
Just because I love that movie.
Yeah? Wow. So who are you going to call?
The Ghostbusters.
All right. While D said he contracts with professional ghost catchers around the country. Now, that's a thing that... pisses me off. Out
professional?
Out of all the job, that's like saying I'm a professional Jesus preacher or some shit like that, which right? there are.
Yeah, they're called priests and pastors.
Right, but it's all the same shit. You can't be... That's like saying I'm a professional fairy godmother
right.
fucker
I'm
or something.
I'm a professional Easter bunny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And not the one that goes to the mall, but like, right. really, you know?
That, yeah, the real Easter bunny. The real one that doesn't exist. That
maybe
is.
I'm just pissed that my guidance counselor didn't say, or you can work at McDonald's, KFC, or you can be a professional ghost catcher.
Yeah. Your it's, choice.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Professional ghost catchers around the country, and that it's the ghost catchers who actually stuff the phantasms into a bottle. He wouldn't elaborate on exactly how the ghosts get into the bottles.
What they, I wonder
what
why.
He probably puts a little ghost bait in the bottle, and yeah. he's like, come on, gay. It's okay,
what do you
come
think,
on.
What do you think attracts ghosts? What do they use as bait?
Huh. I'm gonna have to say the tears of 7-year-old virgin girls.
Why is that?
Because, I don't know, ghosts, they seem to have that real angry facade to them, like always going around, you know? Now, what do you think?
I don't know. That's kind of hard. I was trying to think about that when I was asking you, but I'm not sure.
You spoke too soon. So, like, cheese?
I guess. I don't know. Who doesn't like cheese? Cheese is pretty good.
Yeah. Maybe if it was like the ghost of a mouse or something.
I don't know.
It doesn't elaborate on what kind of ghosts they are.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what the ghost... I think it would depend from ghost to ghost.
Right. I like how we're talking about this like it's a real thing.
Right, because it is.
Right, because ghosts exist. Right. And so does God and Jesus.
Exactly.
And... Okay. I'm glad we're on the same page here.
I mean, if
here.
Jesus and God exist, why not ghosts? Fuck it. Might as well
yeah,
go all
the
way.
Yeah, why not the boogeyman under my bed?
Might
and,
as
and,
fucking
and
well.
The angry monkey in my closet while
right.
we're at it.
Well, no, he does exist.
Well, yeah, you've seen him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do believe in him.
Quote, well, if you went to KFC, you wouldn't ask for secret recipe, D said. What? Yeah, but you fucking idiot. At KFC, you can taste the secret recipe.
It's called semen.
Oh, God. Thank you. Quote, they'll go in and catch them from haunted establishments, cars, hotels, maybe even graveyards.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe they'll even fuck the dead corpses to get the ghost to come out, huh?
Yeah. Here.
Uh-huh. Whether supernatural or just a spooky novelty, the ghosts in bottles come with a warning. Open at your own risk.
Ooh.
I would love to just go to this guy's house with a fucking fully automatic gun and just start busting these bottles apart and
yeah.
then lock him in there and let him. Because do you think he really believes this or do you think he's a full-on con artist?
You know what I would do? Is
what would you do? You would. Here, I'll tell you what you would
do.
No,
fuck
you. You would go
fuck
in there,
you.
Take the cork off, and put your dick in there. In the bottle. That's
no,
what
I
you would
do. That after.
And you'd be like, here's a ghost, because, you know, people rarely see your penis. It's kind of like a ghost. Huh?
No.
Huh? Huh? Yeah, you're smiling.
Anyway.
What would you do?
What I would do is I go to wherever he sells these, or his house, or wherever he keeps all these, and I just start opening all of them.
Well,
like,
that's kind of like
him.
What I would
and
do.
And if he's scared, then he obviously believes in them.
But
and
see, I would do
it,
that.
If he's not scared, then it's obviously bullshit.
Really? See, that's the same thing I would do, but I would be more dramatic. I would bust him open with a gun,
yeah.
you know? And I
but that
just,
might kill
I would,
the ghost, so he'd be like, well, I'm not scared. You shot him.
Okay,
all.
Did you just say that might kill the ghost?
Hey, you don't know.
Do you know what
Look
ghost?
Look at the bullshit he's already pulling out
but
of his
do you,
ass. He'd probably pull that out, too.
I'm not talking about him, now. I'm talking about you.
But I said that because that's what he would probably say.
Do you know that ghosts are the remnants of dead people?
I do.
Okay, so you can't kill a ghost.
I know that.
That's why the Ghostbusters use their ecto containment.
Exactly,
unit.
But I'm
okay.
saying that's
I'm
what
just,
he
just
would
making
say.
Sure. Just
it
making
sounds
sure.
like something he would say.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay.
Whether, open at your own risk. Quote, some people will open the bottle and say they don't get results, and it's just a fun conversation piece.
That's probably because that's all it is, huh?
They say that because, I just got scammed $50, and they
yeah,
don't feel
bummer.
Like such a douche when they're like, him. Oh, no, I just did it because it's a fun conversation piece. I didn't really believe there were ghosts.
Right.
Fucking idiots. Okay, boom, you're dead. If you bought one of these really thinking there was a ghost in there, you're dead.
Yeah, how do you feel about spending $15 on a bottle of semen, huh?
Right.
Awesome.
Okay, the newest jam hole product, well, we don't have many, but one of the first jam hole products, ghost in a bottle.
Right.
Not to be confused with ghost in a shell. Good anime show.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, ghost in a bottle. And what we will do is sit here and just jack off on the weekends because I have to work during the week and I don't want to be all tired.
You could do it while you're driving around listening to my voice.
I have done that.
Yeah.
Not to your voice. Oh. But there was this one.
Well, now you hurt my feelings.
Check this out. There was this one episode of Keith and the Girl where someone called in. It was a chick. Uh-huh. And she was like masturbating on the thing.
Really?
And I was driving and the road was bumpy, right? So I had, you know, I was pitching a tent to
begin with. And I know how much you
love
those.
Yeah. Right. So I pulled over on this dirt road. I was up in like Kyle, up in the hills somewhere.
Telling me this.
I don't give a shit. It's funny. It's fun because I did it, and I didn't feel bad at all about it because I got paid. To
all
do
right,
it.
Continue.
So I pull over a little bit because it's just this dirt road, whatever. And I got my dick in one hand, right, and the iPod in the other because it's only like a 30-second long clip of her doing this.
Yeah,
but she was sounding hot,
but
just like
I would think the bumps would help you, so you should keep.
Well,
driving.
Yeah, but I was trying to be safe, you know.
Right.
I didn't want to.
You wanted safe masturbation.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Remember,
like,
kids,
come...
don't jerk off and drive.
That's right. Don't jerk and drive.
Yes.
Wow. So yeah,
it's
I pulled over
law.
And I
just like don't talk on your phone.
I had to like rewind it like 3 times, but then I came and then I continued on with
route. Oh, so it only took you like a minute and a half.
Though. Well, her voice was hot, dude. Yeah. You don't understand.
I never heard that one. So.
Really? I'll have to let you. We'll listen to it together and we'll jack each other off.
Why don't you just put porn on your iPod Touch then? It plays video.
Fuck me, that is a fantastic idea.
You never thought of that?
I never thought of that.
That was like the first thing I thought of.
Wow. Thank you for that. Let's see. It's a fun conversation piece. There's strange things happening in my house. Where's my car keys? Where's the remote to the TV?
Check the fridge.
The ghost in the bottle is more toward Casper the Friendly Ghost than The Exorcist. We're kind of in the middle. Wow. And that.
So people get mixed results. The people who see, I think how it works is the people who think it's bullshit, like us, nothing happens. But the people who do believe in it, they're like, oh shit, stuff is missing.
That's just you misplacing your keys. There's a logical explanation for it. Granted, people's minds, if you listen to that, how to operate your brain, you manifest your own reality.
That's
so,
what I'm saying. The people who believe in it make it real.
Right, but they don't have specters,
right?
Class C specters flying around their fucking house.
It's in their own mind.
Right,
like,
okay. It doesn't manifest a materialistic object.
Maybe it does to them.
Well, then that's just delusional psychosis, and they should be locked up or killed,
right?
Like I said the first time.
Boom, you're dead.
Thank you. So that's it for that story. That was a stupid story.
I know, that's why I printed that one.
You printed out 3 good ones and 3 stupid ones, and then right away you're like, oh, these 3 are mine. Here, Matt, these ones are for you.
I picked one, and then I let you pick one.
You
picked two,
you
and then I picked one.
I see how you sneer when I read these. You're like, oh, let's
you
see,
got
let's
some
see
good
you
ones
make
too.
That funny, you
I didn't
fuck.
Even think, I thought that was going to be like the last one you read.
It should have fucking been.
It was kind of funny.
Okay. What do you got for us? This one is called...
This one is called... I just had to do it just to humor you.
I forgot to do it because we are going to do that.
Yeah.
I just forgot.
Are you even ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. You sure?
Wait. Can you see my balls down my shorts?
I wasn't, you know, to be honest.
Does this help?
I wasn't really looking.
Does this help?
I can't
see. If I
see
sit like this, does that help?
My stories are hiding it.
Does that help?
No, I still can't see it. Wow, thanks for ruining the show.
This is the first time I've been able to wear shorts since we're doing the show from the studio. And it got really hot in here on Friday's show, so I donned some shorts. And I never wear underwear anyways, so.
Yeah, that's nice for you that, you know. Fucking knock it off.
Oh, we need video.
Now you
here,
don't even
so
have to pull down your
this.
Pants to fucking flash
know,
your
I can
dick
just
at me.
Reach down my leg. Can you see my little pecker? Okay, please continue.
Emphasis on little.
Emphasis on pecker, but I was just saying it cutely.
Right.
If I pulled it out, there wouldn't be room in here for either of us.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, wow.
I don't even think I can read this anymore.
Please. Do I need to step out of the room for a minute?
You need to stop fucking... Doing much,
doing that.
Yeah,
is that weird?
That is weird.
I'm glad you're not wearing shorts.
I'm glad I'm not too.
Wow. Please continue.
Okay, a Cambodian father and mechanic learned the hard way not to inflate children when he inserted an arrow designed to fill car tires into his 5-year-old son's anus and blew him up.
Wow.
Let alone that.
Wow, dude. That's gotta be a new fucking Wow, Cambodia?
Cambodian.
Does
that make them black?
No, that's
black?
Asian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I Cambodian, that's like Thailand kind of.
Oh, yeah, huh? I think so.
Let me paint the picture for you guys in case you didn't catch that through all the laughter. This guy took an air compressor, okay, that
you
would
fill
inflate
up
car tires with,
right.
Proceeded to jam it up his son's, anus?
His anus,
his
yes.
rectum, right. Rectum, damn near killed him.
Wow, that was retarded.
And then proceeded.
I feel ashamed for laughing at that.
I know, I just wanted to say that to see if you would laugh at it.
I have to, otherwise I'll feel even worse.
Really?
I'm like, oh, he said something stupid, and
no
one's going to
so
laugh.
That's so cute. Okay. Yeah. So, and then inflated him.
Blew him up.
Can you imagine what that would feel like? Like, here, bend over and I'll blow air into your asshole.
Yeah, I'm
and then
the
you
first
can
time.
Tell us what it feels like.
No.
Okay, continue.
All right.
Wow.
I don't even think I can do this anymore.
Do you think he lubed it up first?
Or do you think
he just went in dry?
Well, he probably... It's not like you have to stick it in far, really. I mean, just like, you know, the first
just
little
the
bit
tip?
Of... Yeah, just the
just
tip.
The tip.
I only put in the tip. Girls never fall for that.
It's a nickel for every time I've heard that one.
You'd have a nickel.
I'd have a shitload of nickels.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, for all you girls out there, if a guy ever says, I'm just going to put in the tip, don't listen to him. He's lying.
Wow, way to ruin it for all the guy listeners out there.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
All right, continue, please.
Not little. See, I don't care anymore because we both have a girlfriend, so it doesn't matter.
So is that the line you used on your girlfriend? No, honey, just the tip.
Yeah, I only put in the tip.
And then you put in the tip, and she's like, I'm waiting. Is it in yet? And you're like, damn, it's all the way in. You don't feel that?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I don't think
That's
so,
what
Tim.
I said when you tried to stick your dick in my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the tip?
Yeah, you're getting confused.
Wow.
That paper said the child's
Hold on. Do you recall what Sick and Wrong's listeners did to Wackerly when he started saying all these gay innuendos?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I just want to make sure you are aware of what might happen
but the problem,
to you.
The problem is with that is there's... You say
that he's
so,
actually gay and that we're
that
just
too,
joking?
That and you say so many as well.
I do.
So,
I can't help it.
Yeah. Well, it's just because it's easy to make funny.
We all have a little bi-curiousness in us. You just happen to have a little more than others.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
I do, usually.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay, the paper said the child's stomach became distended and his concerned mother rushed him to the hospital where he remains in a stable condition. That's kind of surprising.
An inflated condition. Wow.
And is expected to make a full recovery.
So, the asshole is connected to the stomach? If he blow it up, I would have thought maybe the intestines. I wouldn't think the air would have gotten that far to blow up his stomach.
I don't know. Those fucking
Or just the
that's...
outside of it looked inflated from the
well,
intestines.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure through his anus and went into through his intestines and into his stomach.
That's crazy.
And, I mean, those things are really powerful.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's true. Huh?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, like,
fuck.
Yeah, if you...
Man. Oh, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, just threw up in your butthole.
That's disgusting, dude. Do you think he, like, cleaned off the air compressor after he was done?
I don't know. I'm sure he's cleaned out, though, after getting...
Oh, man, that's
like,
almost like
that's
colon
like
a... hydrotherapy.
Yeah, that's like an air enema.
Oh.
Except if it's going up like that, it'd have to come out your mouth to clean it out.
Do you think it was just like one continuous burp? That he was...
Or you're just like puking.
Or he's like, here, put your lips together. And he like whistled.
Yeah, because the air blew out
his
mouth.
Oh, man, that's fucking great.
Oh.
Was that it?
No, but I just don't know if I can continue.
Please, continue. That's what I pay you for.
Quote, you
among
don't pay
other
me
things.
For anything. Quote, the father very much regrets playing like this now.
Oh, wait, so this was a game.
He was just playing around.
What do you think
He's like, oh, this will be funny.
What do you think the game was called?
I don't know. What do you think?
Inflate the anus? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like pin the tail on the donkey, but with an air compressor in your son's anus?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Pin
you know what would have been better if it would have been his daughter and it would have been the vagina, not the anus.
Right. Then it would have just sounded like an enormous queef.
Yes. That's where I was going with that.
Police were not expected to take action or yeah, Action Against the Violence. I can't even read because I can't stop laughing.
That's awful, dude. But the cops aren't going to do anything to
them?
Yeah,
they're not.
They're like, well, it is Cambodia.
Blaming the incident on pure stupidity. Wow. They can't switch. There is currently no law.
If only.
Yeah, there's no law against being fucking retarded.
So in that line of thinking, then you could just go kill someone and be like, oh, I was just being stupid. And then, oh, well, there's no law against being stupid.
Well, that's in Cambodia, though.
So we got to go to Cambodia? Is that
right.
what you're
and
saying?
And then, like, the people that Chris Hansen catches that are just being stupid, I guess, they get away with it because...
That is amazing,
yeah.
The society we live in.
That's awesome.
So do you think that's why all these old corporate fat cats go to, like, Cambodia and Thailand? Because being stupid's not a law there? Like, not
Well, I don't know.
Offense?
Either that or there just really isn't nearly as many laws over there.
They're into little she-boys and stuff.
Yeah, they don't... Anything pretty much goes over there as long as you don't get caught, you know?
It comes and goes.
Here, here.
So is that it for that story?
Yep.
All right. Well, wow. That's a tough act to follow.
Yeah,
right
I don't
there.
Even think any of my stories, and I have the three best ones, can follow that.
I know. You are such an asshole.
No.
All right. Well, I got a pretty good one here. Well, it's still shit because you printed it out, but I'm going to make it good.
Yeah, okay.
All right. This one comes out of Houston, Texas. This one is called Police Say Texas Couple Kept Baby In. What do you think, listeners at home?
Where's that cricket?
Oh, yeah, the crickets. A freezer.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
if you didn't get that right, you should shoot yourself.
Right.
Where and else then, would you put a dead baby?
Well, that was the quote from
Other
last
than
show,
a
I
toilet.
Believe. Yeah, right, the upper decking.
Yeah.
Wow. Police in Texas. Police in Texas said a man and woman kept the body of her baby boy in a freezer for more than a year.
That's a long time.
Yeah, do you
think
they
wanted to save it for a special occasion?
Yeah. Do you think it got freezer burn?
Maybe.
How long do babies keep?
I don't know.
Will you go check our freezer and tell me if the one in there is freezer burned?
The thing is, though, is like...
What's the thing?
The thing is about dead babies in your freezer is that...
Freezer?
Yeah.
Nice. What's the thing?
Is that they're so good that I can never keep them in there long enough to find out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? From all this shit that you talk about dead babies and in a freezer, one of these days you're going to go to your freezer,
yeah,
and I'm going to have put a dead baby in there, and it's going to freak you the fuck out.
Oh, I know, dude.
I don't think you're going to be like, oh, let's eat, guys, like you do
well,
on this show.
Of course not. I'm fucking joking when I say this.
Really? Because I'm serious. I am going to put a dead baby
really?
In your freezer.
Well, I
and
am
you
not
just,
serious.
Just hope to God that you find it before your mommy does.
No, I'd prefer she finds it.
Yeah.
She'd be like, how did that get in there?
Wow, I could have sworn I threw that out.
Right?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's
weird.
Fucking creepy.
I'll probably find it when I'm going in the freezer looking for a pizza to eat or something while my parents are out of town.
Yeah, exactly. Like that other story.
Exactly.
Detective said 28-year-old Desmond Blake and his girlfriend, 25-year-old Crystal Sosa, had been living at In-Town Suites Motel in Southwest Houston for more than a
Fancy.
Year. Now... Let's make a little addendum to the boom you're dead law. If you live in a hotel for more than 6 months, and now I'm not talking about people that travel for their job.
Yeah, that's different.
If you are in the town that you have residence in.
If that's your home.
If that's your hometown and you live in a hotel for more than 6 months, boom, you're dead. Because what are you really doing in a hotel? What are you contributing to society living in a hotel?
I don't know.
You're either cooking meth. Or you're putting dead babies in freezers.
Right.
Or you're just being a
that's
fucking...
what they're doing.
Or you're fucking wandering through other people's hotel rooms to take a piss out of and then...
Right. That guy probably lived there.
Actually, I see that truck. Like, when I drive by there, it's still there. So
yeah, so... I'm
pretty sure he's a good candidate to
You don't
to
think
be,
he
boom,
killed
him
then, huh?
No. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him. I don't know. How often do they clean those rooms?
Right.
You know? Blake called police at about 6 a.m. Friday saying they had found a baby in the freezer.
It's like, what is there a dead baby doing in our freezer?
Yeah, and why does it have the same DNA as both of you guys, you shitheads?
Weird.
Yeah,
coincidence,
weird.
I think.
I think. The couple later told police that the baby was theirs and that the body had been in the freezer for a year.
Well, that's where you fucked up.
All right, you should have just kept with the wasn't me defense. You probably would have gotten
the Chewbacca
off, pardon
defense.
The expression.
You should have used the Chewbacca offense, I think.
Yeah? You think that would have helped?
Maybe.
Maybe?
That would have been a better defense than, okay, we did it.
Yeah, well, yeah, anything's better than saying we did. If I was the dude, I would have been like, she did it.
Yeah, fucking whore.
I know, right?
I didn't even know she did that.
Just look at the pink shoelaces.
Yeah, I didn't even know she's pregnant.
I rest my case.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not my baby. I'll take a DNA test. Police are now trying to piece together how the baby, Devin, died. I like how they give it a name.
Yeah.
It's like you took the time to name it, but then you couldn't raise it. You're like, right. Well, let's name it and then wrap it up in saran wrap and toss it in the freezer.
They probably didn't really want to have a kid. She was like, oh, Devin's such a nice name. Let's have a kid. Okay, they have one named it Devin. It's like, oh,
they're like, man, this is expensive. I can't buy as much crack as I used to.
I know.
Fuck this shit. You would have thought, though, then they would have just sold it. I mean,
right, like on Craigslist, like everyone else.
Exactly. Or even traded it for some fucking crack.
Something.
Fuck, man. I mean, I know, like, tons of good crack dealers that would love to have a little baby to, you know, help weigh out the
and
crack and shit.
You know, as soon as she's 7 or 8, put her on the street.
Fucking A, man. It's an inexhaustible source of extra income.
It is.
The Harris County Medical Examiner's Office said it will wait until the body thaws out before performing an autopsy.
Well, because autopsy, yeah.
Well, what?
Never mind.
You can't cut a frozen... Have you ever tried to cut a frozen baby?
I guess you did not go there.
Where? What?
Never mind.
An autopsy? Oh, because it died of being stuck in a freezer?
No.
I don't explain. I
can't now.
Explain.
It's ruined.
I'm not going to continue until you explain.
Well, then the show is just going to be shit for the next 5 minutes.
All right. I'm okay with that. I'll just fast forward it.
All right. I'll just stop listening at this
Child
point.
Protective Services, or CPS, officials said the couple has also another child, a 2-year-old who is not in a freezer and is living with relatives. Blake and Sosa were arrested and charged with tampering with evidence because they tried to microwave it first.
Right.
Nice.
What else would they do?
Well, I don't know. Shake and bake?
Yeah.
Police are waiting for the results of the autopsy to determine if other charges will be filed. What are you waiting for? You found their baby in a freezer. What?
Right.
What the fuck else do you want? They're going to do an autopsy and be like, yeah, it's dead? What the fuck?
Frozen and shit? I mean...
What? I don't understand this.
Yeah.
Are you guys that... boom, you're dead. That's how I would solve
that. I bet
that.
They're suspected of killing their baby,
right,
too.
Right, and they're also...
Because there's no proof or anything saying that, you know, because they even admitted it.
That's fucking stupid. What do you got for us? What's this one called?
This one's called... It's no fun if you say
that. Does it ruin it
that.
When I do that?
Yeah, because then when I say it, it's too much.
So what is this one called?
Texas Grandmother Tossed Into Well Survives.
That's a good title.
It is. It's pretty good. Except that she is alive still. So, yeah, I know.
Should have picked a deeper
and
well.
She also may be the gravest and toughest grandmother in Texas.
Could be.
That's what they think.
Or she just got tossed down a wishing well.
Right.
Kiss and tell.
Who knows? It's probably, when I picture it like that well in The Ring. Just out in the middle of fucking nowhere, creepy as shit.
Well, that's if they would have put a cover on it,
right.
This we probably wouldn't be reading about for another year when some little kids played around it and then found her.
Right, and then she'd probably crawl up like that fucking
Oh, God, those are
that's
the...
So
like,
creepy.
Just any scene in a horror movie when your arms and legs are not the way they should
and it's
be,
like,
and it's all quick and...
Right,
jerky movie. Oh, that shit creeps me.
Did
the
you
fuck
see
out.
That movie?
Oh yeah,
that was creepy.
I love
shit.
Horror movies. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Last week, in a place called Gun Barrel, Texas, a 63-year-old woman
wow.
was abducted from her home near midnight by a violent, convicted sex offender who allegedly beat her with the barrel of a gun. Ironic.
Oh, because the town's called
Gun Barrel.
Oh,
wow.
Do you think he did that on purpose? Like, if the town would have been called Ass fuck, he would have fucked her in the ass.
Well, I'm sure he did that regardless.
You know, okay, hold on.
Well,
I'm sorry.
He's a convicted sex offender abducting someone. What do you think?
Well, and that's, okay, I got 2 points now. One, you're a convicted sex offender, yet they let him go. That's another slash for boom, you're dead.
Right.
And then two, if you're gonna take all the time and effort to rape somebody, why would you rape a 67-year-old? You could probably just go up there while she's asleep and have sex with her, and she wouldn't even wake up.
If you're gonna rape someone, you have your choice
rape
of
an 18-year-old.
Someone hot.
Oh, that blows my mind.
Yeah, blows
Why
his
do
dick,
people
apparently.
Do that?
Dragged her into the...
Sorry. That was a little delayed.
Yes, just a little. Dragged her into the woods and presented her with a nightmarish trio of choices. See, at least he wasn't a complete dick.
Like a game show.
Yeah,
door
like,
number one, I'm going to fuck you in the
guess.
Ass.
Yes.
Door number two, I'm going to fuck you in the ass with this gun barrel, because you live in Gun Barrel, Texas.
Here.
And door number three, I don't know what. I'm going to fuck you in the ass, then throw you down the well.
I'm going to fuck you in the ass and
in the pussy.
DP you with the gun barrel as well.
Nice. Do you think you could get a chick in the position to where you could fuck her in the ass and then have a gun barrel fucking her pussy at the same time?
You kind of have to have it like under you. I wish we had a camera.
Oh my
god, to act it out.
That's very visual.
But you know, she'd be like,
here, hold on. I'll be the old lady. And then you'd...
No.
I almost got you.
No, I wasn't
you
even.
You thought about it.
I did not even. Quit trying to show me your dick and balls.
I'm going to wear shorts from now on just for that.
I don't understand why you want me to see so bad.
It's just fun.
Are you sure?
Is that fun?
You laugh
every time I do it.
I'm going to fucking.
Quit
my eyes
laughing.
Are focused on your eyes. Okay.
That's weird.
He told her he could strangle her.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Ding.
Shoot her or toss her down a concrete well in the woods.
Is that like one option?
No.
Shoot her and then toss her down, or is that the other two?
That's the other two.
Oh, okay.
They put them both together.
Though. Gotcha.
So what would you choose? To be strangled, shot, or tossed in a well?
Well, I think asphyxiation, like being strangled,
As long as I could beat off while he was strangling
me. Jesus, fuck. You asked me a question.
That bad, huh?
I try to answer it, and then you start talking about beating off. You
know
what? For that. You totally saw that time.
I did not.
You did. No. I saw your eyes light up.
No, I looked away.
So would you like me to answer your question?
Yes. I kind of answered it for
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, fuck.
I'm doing it just to piss you off.
I know.
All right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
For that story?
No.
Oh.
But you can answer the question.
No, I'm not.
Please.
Fuck off.
I might interrupt you one more time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to get it out of your system now?
No, just go. Dude.
We need to finish this up here. We're already at an hour.
Okay.
So asphyxiation would...
You can't even
do it now. That would be a really shitty way to go. Like drowning, anything like where you just stop breathing or you can't breathe. That seems like that would be really. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I think
freaks me out a lot.
I think drowning might be kind of peaceful, actually, once you get past like the first struggle of it.
Yeah, well, see, it's that whole thing that my mind can't get over. Like, that and burning alive, that would just be too much, I think.
Well, burning alive would suck.
Am I getting shot, like, in the head, or is this like, I'm going to shoot you in your limbs first, and then your dick, and then your face, and hopefully then you'll die?
How about it's just, you know, one
shot in the head?
Yeah,
I would definitely go with that.
Okay.
I would probably take the gun to make sure that I did it right, because, you know, if you want something done right, you do it yourself.
Well, she chose the well for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe because she thought that way she'd have a chance of surviving.
But I don't know, it almost seems like, depending on how deep the well is, if you get tossed down a well, it's dark, so you can't tell when you're going to land, so you can't really prepare yourself. Like,
if you could see
the bottom, you could, get ready to kind of spring and roll, so your whole body kind of takes the force.
It's a well, though. I mean, is there room to really roll inside a well?
Yeah, probably not,
it's pretty small, huh?
No, I don't know. I would go with being shot.
Yeah. Anyway, before she could choose, she felt herself tumbling headlong into a dank underground well that opened like a...
That is so fucking awesome. He's like, so I'm going to give you these three choices. And she's like, boom, down the well.
Yeah.
She didn't
even choose.
That's so awesome, though. He was totally just fucking with her. He's like,
I like this one.
Yeah, totally. He's like, you're taking too long, old lady. Douche. Kicked
to
the chest down the well.
The well was 20
Holy
feet
shit.
Down.
He was reenacting 300. He was like, I'm the Spartan, yeah. You're the fucking...
This is Sparta!
Do you think he fucking said that when he kicked her down it?
Oh, man, I fucking
hope so. Holy shit, dude. I would have... Oh, my God. That just made that story that much better.
Yeah.
Knowing that he did that.
The woman spent 16 hours in putrid water at the bottom of the well before her frantic family pieced together the fragmented clues to her disappearance and tracked her into the watery underground prison.
Wow. Do you think she left, like, a trail of breadcrumbs?
I hope so.
Wow.
It's like so, that one fairy tale.
That's crazy. So, is that it for that story?
No, but that's where I'm gonna stop.
Yeah? Should we call it good?
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, we're over an hour here, and I'm getting really hot, and my balls are getting all sweaty.
I'm
kind
of tired of you showing me your dick, too.
Look at my dick. That's the best thing to do when you're
falling. What was that thing you said to me when we played at Woodland the other day, and it completely fucked my throat?
Vulva.
Was it?
Yes.
I don't even think that was it. I said something to you, and, like, you didn't
totally
say anything.
Just made me chunk my shot. So then when you went to throw, I was either, look at my dick. Or I said vulva.
No, that wasn't it. I don't know, because we were talking, and I said something to you, and you didn't really respond. And when I, right when I was throwing, you said it. And it
had something
to do with your dick, I think.
I don't remember.
I don't know, and it's just, oh.
It's good. It's
it was
a psych
too funny.
Out.
It was so funny, though, that I couldn't throw my disc.
Yeah, no.
It.
We play Fall using basketball psych out rules.
Yeah, of course. You should play any sport with basketball rules.
Oh,
really.
Man. That just makes any sport that much better.
Yeah. I mean, if you can psych the person out, then you win.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, as usual, if you guys want to leave us any comments or talk to us, you can click on the show notes at thejamhole.com, or you can email us info@thejamhole.com. If you guys want stickers, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our fucking shit. You can... Don't fucking look at me like that when I'm doing the outro,
why
motherfucker.
Not?
Because it's weird. Here. Okay. So you can subscribe with the iTunes. Get the fuck away from me, you motherfucker. I'm going to kick your fucking ass all over this new apartment as soon as we're done with this.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you home crying to upload the show and write the show notes.
All right.
And you better write them good this time.
I didn't write them good last time?
No, they were okay.
All right.
Okay.
Show notes are show notes, buddy.
Right. Pretty much. MySpace.com/jamholepodcast. I don't know. What the fuck else is there?
You know what? I just got to add one thing. Is it weird to you, like it is to me, that there's people out there who hear the show and they're like, I want to talk to these guys?
Yeah, right.
Like, the people actually want to leave us comments. I think they'd be scared.
I think that might all come to an end after they hear the story about the old lady I boomed your deaded today.
Right.
But that's not true,
remember?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. That is
Don't
true.
Don't forget that
I mean,
part.
That's not true.
Right.
But, oh, fuck me.
Oh, well.
We'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, I don't think you really want to play around here, because something bad happens every day around here. And I don't think you really want to fight around here. The crazy bastard will take your life around here. And trust me, you don't want to make him mad. He's liable to end your fucking life over that. And I don't think you really want to fuck around here. You might just find yourself stuck around here. Welcome to my mind. Please step inside. This is the part of my life I gotta hide. Welcome to my hell with the devil I have dined and left life, sanity, and reason behind. This is a dark place, a very stark place. That part of your mind that makes your fucking heart race. Welcome to my hell in a deep dark cell, in a deep dark well, but my mind can't tell. So how can I lead a life good for me? At night I can see I got company. It's a motherfucker Lucifer with his motherfucking friends. Seems like this shit never motherfucking ends. I can't stay calm, can't suck it up. All I can do is fuck shit up. You fuck with me, straight to hell is where I'll send ya. I'm about to collapse, so don't tip me, Jenga. Now, I don't think you really wanna play around here, cause something bad happens every day around here. And I don't think you really wanna fight around here. That crazy bastard will take your life around here. And trust me, you don't wanna make him mad. He's liable to end your fucking life over that. And I don't think you really wanna fuck around here. You might just find yourself stuck around here. Oh my god, please somebody help me. Somebody beat the hand the devil dealt me. Somebody please end this pain, cause I'm about to put a fucking bullet in my brain. I'm a sinner.
send myself straight to hell. But I don't give a damn, cause I'll burn there well. And I'll bring you with me, don't you ever diss me, or the both of us will wind up crispy. I'm a ticking time bomb, light my fuse. You can go gently or fight and lose. Motherfucker, fucker, fucker, I'ma bleed you slowly. Take out a fucking knife and leave you holy. Ain't nothing you can do but call your homies. Ain't nothing they gon' do but fall they phonies. Death is coming, he will get us all surely. But if you fuck with me, I'll make him come early.
And I don't think you really wanna play around here, cause something bad happens every day around here. And I don't think you really wanna fight around here, that crazy bastard will take your life around here. And trust me, you don't wanna make him mad, he's liable to end your fucking life over that. And I don't think you really wanna fuck around here, you might just find yourself stuck around here.
Step to me now, fuck with me, cocksucker. I'll lay you down, duck, or you'll drop, sucker. You set me off, now there is no hope. Let's hear you talk shit after a punch to the throat. Yeah, you can gasp for air, but motherfucker, I told you not to fuck round here. Ain't nothing you can do but scream, yell, shout. Fuck a loose screw, all of mine fell out. Yes, I'm that fucked up, yes, I'm that crazy. Yeah, I won't hesitate to kill you if you haze me. Ain't afraid to die, but I know you are. And now it's too late, bitch, you gone too far.
And I don't think you really wanna play round here, cause something bad happens every day round here. And I don't think you really wanna fight round here, that crazy bastard will take your life round here. And trust me, you don't wanna make him mad, he's liable to end your fucking life over that. And I don't think you really wanna fuck round here, you might just find yourself stuck round here.
Round here ain't like around there, prepared to bust them out, we're bears in hell of style. Between the weed and beers and random alcohols, we rowdy out and party hard until the cops are called. And if the cops are called, don't even think we lose. We hit the booze, liquored up, and shoot the shit that moves. We ain't got shit to prove, man, don't be busting us. It's our disgusting stuff, got some disgust in us. Here in the MT, it's all trucks and guns. Everywhere under the sun, you're hearing us get her done. And until winter comes, in pursuit until you freeze. Stomping on your tracks when you fuck with Bill and Meeks. Around here lately, it's blowing up, mainly because we're pumped about cleaning up on our dump. So if you come to visit, we'll treat you like we treat deer. Homie, that's a warning, don't fuck around here.
And I don't think you really wanna play around here, cause something bad happens every day around here. And I don't think you really wanna fight around here, that crazy bastard will take your life around here. And trust me, you don't wanna make him mad, he's liable to end your fucking life over that. And I don't think you really wanna fuck around here, you might just find yourself stuck around here.